There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan.
My brother from another mother.
On FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Monday edition, just a week out from Fat Monday, or Monday Gras. We are approaching Deep Gras. Like I said to Jeff, though, I mean, Jeff would make a comment, you know, when you know you're real close on election cycle, you're looking at the attack ads coming out, not just the regular ads. We got to find out a term. Like, you know, here in Mobile, when we're in this final descent into Fat Tuesday, we're in Deep Gras. They're like... Deep Election or Deep Bama or something like that. I don't know. We'll talk about it with you on the text line and the phone line. They're the same number, 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. I'll get this guy's opinion on it. You know what? He's joining us with his, like, the 7 minutes he has in the day where he's not doing something else. Read his work at Alabama Daily News. Watch him. Look at him on TV over at Capital Journal. And the crowd goes wild for our buddy Todd Stacey. Hey, Todd.
Hey, Sean, how's it going?
Good. Yeah, so I was because Jeff was talking about, somebody had asked him during his show about, you know, when you know you're getting closer, you got like the regular ads, like the ads that run for the candidates, and then the attack ads or the pack ads come in later. Here, when we're close to Mardi Gras, we call it Deep Gras. I got to find some term for it. Like deep, I know exactly what Jeff's talking about. It's that you go, uh-oh, here's the ad with the minor chord music in the background and that guy talking, and then you know you're close.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll have to come up with something like that. Yeah, and by the way, yeah, happy Mardi Gras.
Thank you.
To everybody. I was interviewing Adeline Clark yesterday, or not yesterday, it was for the weekend show. I guess it was on Thursday. And I was running behind a little bit, and she's like, Todd, I got to go. I got a parade I got to get to. Like, you better hurry up. Like, it was just a reminder. Of everybody takes it pretty seriously, and you know, all the parades. I hope everything's going well down there.
Yeah, I was telling somebody brought that up the other day, and I told them the story. Here I am, a freshman at the University of Alabama, and they're talking about, you know, when we could, you know, next week we're going to do such and such in class, and I'm like, well, no, next week's Mardi Gras. And the professor looked at me like, and I'm like, well, we won't be here. It's Mardi Gras. They said, son, you're at the University of Alabama. We're not Mardi Grasing, and I'm like. Yeah, but it's too, because I was planning to go home, of course, for, you know, the Saturday and Joe Kane Day and then stay through Fat Tuesday. And they said, no, we will have class, Mr. Sullivan. I'm like, well, that stinks. So, yeah, it was a little shock to me. Things are different. And before we even go any further, you know, you always come on here. We talk about different polls out there and y'all work, you know, with different groups and Signal and all that to do polling. There's a lot of polls out there now. I'm thinking specifically in this AL1 race. There's like one poll will come out and say one thing, and then another poll comes out, I don't know, 48 hours afterwards, discounting that. I mean, what are people to think at some point? That's why I think people throw their hands up with polls.
Oh, and it can be frustrating. And, you know, we try to be discerning in the polls that we publish, right, that we run stories on. And the recent polls that have come out, you know, it's not like it – we're paying for them. These are other groups and things like that. All you can do is just kind of lay all that out there. But the most recent poll in AL1 has what I think is, you know, pretty, I don't know, not surprising numbers with Jerry Carl with a pretty substantial lead. And, you know, because the race is pretty early. Nobody's really started getting out there with advertising and everything. And I mean, I do think this challenge from Rhett Marks is serious. He's obviously got serious money. So I think it's going to be a real challenge for Jerry Carl, but at this point, I mean, had there been any ads run? I don't know. I'm not down there, but I think until the air war starts, if you will, we don't really know where these numbers might move.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I had Congressman Carl in the other day, I said, well, the attack ad should go after undecided, because actually undecided is ruling most of this stuff. And that's, you know, quite common. If you don't have to make a choice, then you can't be, there's nothing negative to say about that person. Remember, I mean, that's right. Presidential politics. It'll be like, you have a Democrat in office, unnamed Republican versus Democrat in office. Well, they do really well as long as they're unnamed.
Yeah, I tell you what, that undecided, he's a crook. He's a real crook.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Can't trust him. No, but I am interested in this, though, because, okay, take that race. You can also apply this to the U.S. Senate race. And because there's so much, a lot of the candidates are just not well known. And so you could spend more time. It'd be interesting to see if this worked. Like, right out the gate, attacking your opponent. I mean, people think it's unseemly because you've got to, at least in federal races, you've got to follow each ad up with, you know, I'm Jerry Carl, mm-hmm. I support this message or whatever. But, you know, the if you have not established your own name ID and your own brand and got established your own identity, then it's hard to get back a first impression. So if they're, you know, one really effective thing in both of these races could be groups coming in with attack ads at the very beginning, before anybody's really paying attention, because it's hard to get that first impression back. Now, I'm sure there are consultants listening right now who think, and are like, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard, and I'm open to correction on that, but it's just a thought, you know. We know they're coming, so why wait? Why wait until your opponent has already built up his own brand and his own positive image before you unleash all the oppo, because we know it's coming.
You might run an ad, my opponent's going to come on and say that they did X, Y, and Z, and it was horrible. You know, whatever it is, whatever they tell you, it's going to be, all those things are bad.
Right. That guy's lying. So, but yeah, I mean, it's part of it. And I don't love negative campaigns. But not every negative ad is trash. Like, it's not all mudslinging. I mean, we should know all there is to know about our candidates. And, you know, sometimes they can really help, especially if there has been an issue that nobody really can dig in on. Where it starts getting messy and just kind of tacky is some of these really clownish groups. And they'll come in and just make somebody, I don't know, put a wig on somebody or say they're in love with Nancy Pelosi, right. You know, as if we're not all pretty conservative, you know, right. Everybody's pretty much cut of the same cloth. That's where, like, I'll never understand why ads like that work, like tying somebody to Barack Obama or tying to Nancy Pelosi, as if that could ever be the case with an Alabama Republican.
Man, it's like you set me up for the best segue ever, and we didn't even rehearse that, which we never actually rehearse anything around here. I remember the ads for Twinkle Kavanaugh telling us so much about what she was fighting in Washington. And I was like, well, I'm kind of interested in what goes on with utilities here in Alabama. This is a new three-bill package in the Alabama legislature would overhaul the structure of the Public Service Commission, control the proliferation of power-hungry data centers, and add new restrictions on lobbying and public meetings for state utilities. Let's start with the PSC thing, because since last week, this has been on my mind, and we're going to kind of rip through this today. What's the story here? Well, I mean, it would all of a sudden change. It would be a governor's office appointment, or how would this happen?
Right. So right now, the Public Service Commission, that's the body that oversees utilities, whether it's Alabama Power, TVA, the gas company. It really started with the railroads. That's why it was started way back in the early 1900s. And so, but that's who regulates the utilities. It's an elected body, three-member panel. Two of those seats are up this year for election. One is an off-year, the president. And so it's a three-bill package. One of these bills would turn that PSC into, instead of elected statewide, appointed one by the governor, one by the Speaker of the House, and one by the President pro tem of the Senate, all confirmed by the Senate. This idea has been around for a while, not just on the PSC, but for other, like, the remember the school board had a, there was an idea about the state school board. And the idea being, you know, these elected offices, you know, elected statewide, but nobody knows who their public service commissioner is. And you know, it's really hard to make sense of all that. And would an appointed commission make more sense? Because a majority of the states have, I think we're only one of 10 that makes it elected still. So the idea has been around for a while. I'm not sure I've ever seen a bill that does it. But in part of that also is it puts restrictions on those utilities that the PSC governs. Like, I mean, Alabama Power is the big one. So it would be they can't use ratepayer money to lobby, and they can't engage in political activities with ratepayer money. Okay, you know, that's I don't think that should have been very controversial. But the PSC thing, anytime you take an elected position away to an appointed, people are going to raise an eyebrow about that. So this is going to be debated pretty rigorously, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. Representative Chip Brown's going to be on tomorrow to talk about it with me. Because, I mean, just at first blush, I don't like anything. I don't like any part of this. But, you know, it's like putting things into the executive branch where it's, you know, just the whim of who's elected. You know, you say, well, that's representative. You elected the governor knowing that they're going to. But, I mean, that is about three steps removed from. Even though, and correct, do most people on the street, if we stopped them, do they know who the PSC members are and all that? They probably don't. But I'll tell you what they do know is they think their rates are too high.
Right, right. Which is what, I mean, that's, you know, at least as they claim is what they're trying to do with
this. Yeah, yeah. I just worry about it. And maybe one day people would wake up and get engaged in the PSC races. But, I mean, if it becomes the fact that just the governor just decides who's there and they work at the pleasure of the governor, I don't know, man. It's, you know, I think that's it, at least talking about it last week, it worried a lot of folks.
I'm interested to see what Representative Brown tells you, because there's going to be a public hearing on this in the legislature tomorrow, probably two, because they've got House bills and they got Senate bills. And I think the first two bills having to do with data centers, I think I doubt will be nearly as controversial. But and I hear you about the elected thing, but I was totally for the taking the school board to appointed, because we've got we just had so much trouble over the years with the school board because you know, let's just face it, the voters don't always make the best of decisions, and voting down ballot, they don't really know who they're voting on. And I'm still one, you know, I mean, I say this somewhat in jest, but I joke sometimes that I'm still one that thinks the state legislature should decide who's our senators are, you know,
old school
constitution.
Yep.
And it's not to say the voters can't be trusted. I think the point of this is that PSC races tend to get bogged down in, you know, environmentalists versus business. But
even people that I've seen it, that it frustrates me because I feel like I'm somebody that keeps a foot in both worlds, right? I'm pro business. I'm pro Alabama, but at the same time, being pro Alabama, I'm for not only getting the best deal on our utility rates, but protecting the environment. And when somebody who is who run before, who, you know, kind of espouse those views, they don't get it. They don't seem to get any traction.
Yeah, well, right. And so unless they're funded by a bunch of, like you said, and that's what they're in some of the rhetoric they've put out. It's, there's these out-of-state groups, the George Soros's of the world, that will come in and buy a PSC seat. And that's happened in the past, but I don't think that's really
coming to Alabama. I just don't. People tell me Sharia law is starting next week. I don't know.
Well, yeah. This is going to be an interesting cycle because even if this passes, it wouldn't impact this election. And yet it's this election where you have, at least in one of those PSC races, a pretty crowded field. Mm-hmm. You could have some very well-funded candidates. And, you know, the state reporting is not as much as federal reporting, but and there are basically no limits. And so maybe that's part of the problems is we have just completely unlimited spending on races with reporting requirements that mean somebody can dump money in really late. I think it'll get some pretty rigorous public debate. Interestingly, what you're hearing, you've got some on the right, meaning that, like, we got two press releases. The Alabama Republican Party sent out a press release saying, this is great. We love this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Alabama Republican Assembly, which I haven't gotten a press release from since I've been running the Daily News, put out something saying, this is horrible. So, and you got kind of the same thing on the Democratic side. You've got, I guess, you know, mainstream Democrats that are for it, but you've got the environmental left, this group called Energy Alabama, screaming bloody murder. So it's kind of an interesting, it's going to be kind of, the support is obviously bipartisan, but so is the opposition. They're just further to the polls of their party.
But it makes it more interesting. Like you said, there's going to be some debate around this. You know, it's not just a cut and paste on this one.
Oh, sure. And look, I could make great arguments for why a group like the PSC, why you would end up with better members of the PSC if they were appointed rather than elected, because who in the world wants to run for that? But and by the way, each of the current PSC members were appointed at one time,
mm-hmm.
including the president, the current president, who
Cynthia
is terrific.
Holman, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just, things that take the vote away, and I do hear what you're saying, but I can make argument both sides. I'm probably going to lean more towards the let's go to the polls for it. And before we finish up, you mentioned here this trifecta here to control the proliferation of power-hungry data centers. Now, I've watched this story more over the last few months from, I guess, Birmingham area and then Montgomery. But we're now in it here with this big Meta-owned solar complex in Stockton that's offsetting to Alabama Power, the power they're using in Montgomery. So, I mean, we're in on this discussion as well.
Yeah, I think to me, this is the bigger, I understand the losing elected office. That's a big, just politically. But, like, getting a hold of this data center thing seems practically more important. Like, I think 10 years ago, well, this was a Bentley era thing. And so, like, they gave away so much incentive money to data centers because it sounded like the future. And it was. Hey, you want data centers. You want Facebook. You want Google, Apple. And so, you know, it started building all these data centers. What we didn't understand properly at the time was that these things are massive. They require a massive load of electricity. And what happens, you know, when you have a massive, you know, demand for electricity? The rates go up, of course.
Right.
And so I do think the state has some responsibility in curtailing some of these incentives and just getting them back on track. These bills may not even go far enough in terms of getting that back on track, making them pay. I mean, I understand the economic development world where, yeah, we're in competition with other states. But I'm not sure the return on investment is the same with a data center that's largely unmanned, you know, or not nearly as big of an employer as, say, a, you know, aircraft assembly plant, you know. And so I'm just not sure the competition with other states, we may come to regret giving away all this taxpayer money for it.
I've been saying this for a decade plus, and we're running out of time today, but maybe we'll bring this back up in the future, that I think, yes, you want to be competitive, but at a certain point, like if you and I are negotiating on, I don't know, I'm buying a bicycle from you, right, and you got your price and I got my price, there's a certain point, if you don't come up, I'd say, well, I wish I could have had it, but, better luck next time. You know,
right.
It seems like we rarely ever say no, I guess is what I'm getting
at. And I think, and I can just remember some of the first ones were up in North Alabama with Huntsville and everything, and it was Google and it was Apple. And when those names come to you, that's just, hey, we're getting a little mm-hmm. taste of Silicon Valley, you mm-hmm. know? And so I think, hindsight being 2020, it's time to get some of these data center incentives under control. It's time to make them pay taxes more than they are. And so I think those two of the package really won't be that controversial. It'll be the PSC thing that'll get the most debate.
For sure. People want to read more about this, of course. I get the email every 6 days a week. How do they do what I do?
It's really easy. Just go to aldailynews.com. Enter your name and your email, and you'll be on the list.
Capital Journal, y'all are on the session schedule, so you're busy.
Busy. We're on tonight. We're on Monday through Thursday at 10:30. That's after your local news. That's where we get you caught up on everything that happened in the legislature that day. And, of course, our weekend review episodes, Friday at 7:30, Sunday at noon, when we cover the whole week.
Great stuff. Todd, I'll talk to you soon, man. Thank you.
All right, Sean. Be good.
All right. There goes Todd Stacey. We're coming right back. More Midday Mobile just minutes away. And news coming up next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, it's at 12:28 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. And by the way, yeah, tomorrow. I was working on this since last week, but we've got a second where he's going to be in Montgomery, but he can get on the phone with us. Representative Chip Brown, one of the people behind this, supporting this bill, the PSC bill. We'll talk with him tomorrow at 12:30. So put that on your to-do list. Come back. We'll get more of your text at 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. Yeah, you know, if you listen to me any period of time, you probably got an idea where I come down on this on the PSC. You know, it's the PFC is you when a utility that doesn't have to compete exists, right? That's how I, like, when I talked about the gambling packages they put out before in the legislature, I said that's a gambling utility. When you don't have competition, you have to have some other mechanism to control prices, service, all those kind of things, right? Well, utilities. We got the PFC. That's our voice there. Would you like that to be decided even by many uneducated of us voters on the race, or to be dictated by the whims of the governor? We'll get your responses when we come back. 251-343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile, 251-343-0106 for a call or a text. Wait, too, you heard the national news there with the discussion of the other 3 million pages of Epstein files that that hit last week, or actually Friday, a week ago Friday, that's right. I saw this coming out today. Not yet, maybe Steve Bannon would like to be back in prison at this point to hide out. So this has been, now I kind of did a little bit of fact checking because I was like, well, this could be used as a bludgeon from, you know, all the different parts of Trump world, people trying to get over on each other, but over on X, and it was reposted by Elon Musk, but a post from Dinesh D'Souza, headline here, Steve Bannon was planning to produce a pro Epstein documentary on the day of the financier's arrest. So that was one thing I saw. And then I saw Epstein used the world. This is like, I'm trying to find news stories on this. And other than a few that aren't your mainstream ones, although watch, this may by tomorrow be on mainstream news. But this is what somebody is saying on Twitter. So understand that's Epstein used the World of Warcraft gold to move money without getting traced. It's one of those online video games things. So back in 2007, Bannon coincidentally running a Chinese company that sold in-game gold for real cash after a few trades. Good luck tracking where the money came from. You're telling me World of Warcraft, which I've never played. I'm not a video game person, but that sounds like something a lot of people have played, right? As part of the Epstein files? Just, come on. All right. We get some of these texts here, and we'll get into this PSC stuff. You know, when this hit last week, I already started in on this. This is what people say. This is in my wheelhouse. Yes, I've been complaining about this stuff for a long time. Once again, go look at the other. And it's not just PSC. Is not just Alabama Power, right? It's other utilities as well. You know, your PSC is your only mechanism to control price and service with the utility. This goes back, and I'll get off it for now. This was my big fight on the gambling bills they brought up. I'm like, so there's no mechanism here to make them better, right? And that's the thing with utilities. The PSE is that, you know, if it's private marketplace, if you're doing a crappy job, somebody else is going to come in and do a better job and take your market share. But with the utility, you're either getting power from them or you're not. Or you're getting gas from this company or not. You're getting water from them or not. Unless you're a weird person like me that ends up on lists that, you know, is calculating right now for my solar panels at the house, not in Stockton, and catching rainwater and all that crazy stuff. And we'll get to my craziness. Well, I got a well. And I figure if I can power the well with the solar panels, then I'm getting the water for not free, but a reduced cost. All right, to the text line here. And there we go. I knew it. The second PSC came up, Jerry from Fort Morgan's been in on this with me for a long time. He said, Todd Stacey defended the governor stabbing the veterans in the back as well. And talk about him defending this PSC bill. Okay, so the idea here, and I do hear what he said. Okay, I do hear it. I don't agree with it. Is that people aren't doing a good job of getting into it. And it is true. You know everything about somebody who's going to go to Washington. You know nothing about your PSC, right? So, but that doesn't mean you're dumb. It means you're ignorant, right? I remember the term difference between dumb and ignorant. You're ignorant to this stuff. So we, the people, the voters, need to do a better job of figuring out who's running for PSC and why you may or may not want that person to get the job. But that's a heck of a lot better than saying the whims of the executive branch. So only one person would have to be on board. You could say duped. Maybe they're not duped. Maybe they're on board. To put the person in that position. I don't think that is good if you're somebody who's looking for a responsive government and some varied form of freedom to hand things over to the executive branch. I've said this at a federal level. So much gets done in the executive branch, whether it's President Trump getting rid of Biden-era policies and putting new ones in, or Biden, when he came in, getting rid of Trump-era policies. That's because Congress has punted on their job. And so it ends up either in the judicial branch, in the Supreme Court, or ends up in the executive branch with fiat. And that's what we're looking at here. Yes, should we do a better job of researching PSC candidates? I think we should. I think I've been pretty nerdy about that over the years and done the interviews with the people. All right, butter knife here. Let's see. In regards to the PSC, it's a complete disaster now. Something has to change. What is that something? I think, butter knife, it is. It goes on to say, we currently have high utility bills, plus they're polluting the environment. It is, and I'm not saying y'all, because obviously, you know, with this audience, y'all are way more plugged in. But there needs to be people that just stop thinking about just national politics. And you can still have them, and you can still think about culture war issues and all that stuff. But let's get down to the mechanics of government and the government close. It's things like PSC that are not as sexy as saying, well, I'm going to stop this culture war thing or that. This is what a republic is about. You put the people in there that are going to do the thing you want them to do. If they don't do it, see ya, you're out. So what is that something, butter knife? I think it's an engaged electorate that pays attention to this stuff. Yes, we have to do it for ourselves. We are a republic built of taking the responsibility away from monarchs and putting it with the people, which means your responsibility is to educate your damn self on it. Fire Dog, always a font of information. I appreciate that, because I don't know about this. World of Warcraft back in 2007 had 20 million people playing it. There were quite a few websites where you could pay actual money for in-game currency. Not a big gamer, but I have been playing Warcraft since the day it started. Well, you and the people in the Epstein files, Fire Dog, anything you want to talk about here? let's see. B-Dark, Sean, I was looking for you on Bill Finch's show yesterday. You called 2 weeks in a row. You let me down. I didn't get my two for one. Well, I didn't yesterday. B-Dark, it was the last, this is behind the curtains. It was the last Sunday, last weekend of deer season. And so I wasn't coming out of the woods till late. So I did not, I couldn't interact with Bill's show. I could always listen on the app when I do, but I had to be quiet. And B-Dark goes on to say, you do cash only. Nobody can count on what you get. Damn the government. Live free. Texter says, remember when Alabama Power tacked on a percent or two with the approval of the PSC to clean up the coal ash? I do, Texter. Alabama Power changed plans, but they didn't stop taking the extra money. The lack of accountability is truly amazing. Bingo. What you got to do is not just you get that, but you need to spread that message. The people running, you know what? It's also the responsibility of people running for PSC. Jerry, don't start with me either. I don't have time. Jerry in Fort Morgan's constantly wants me to run for PSC. I barely can get this done, but I'm sure there's a text coming in from Jerry. You need candidates for the PSC that get out as much as the people that want to be lieutenant governor or senator and go out and radio shows like this one across the state will listen to them. They need to get in front of groups. Not only say, this is bad, but here's how I'm going to fix it. And it's not like, you know, I'm a big fan in state government. When we come up with something in Montgomery, I go, are we doing the best thing? Because if Florida did a good thing, or Tennessee did a good thing, or Georgia, let's copy off their paper until we come up with a better idea. Places like Georgia, still Southern Company, have lower utility rates. What are they doing that we're not doing? Let's study that. Tim thinks like I do too. I'll complain about one thing, but my money says something else. He said, Sean, all I can tell you is to buy some, Southern Company stock. That's how I hedge my life, Tim. I'll rant about something, but maybe lay off on the financial side with the other side of the argument. But I have not bought any. I do not have Southern Company. Let's see. Sean from Baldwin County said, Sean, this is what I sent to Jeff earlier. Keep in mind the same people that would appoint the PSC are the same that appointed the Ethics Commission. And it would change. Here's the thing. It's when Governor Ivey said, when they just upended the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs, it took out the honorable, and the documents have come out to show that he was in the right, Admiral Kent Davis, to punt him out of the job. And then Governor Ivey goes in and says, remember that not this year's State of the State address, but last year's, that I need a head of the ADVA that is a team player with the governor's office. You know, kick rocks. I need a team player for the veterans, not for the governor's office. And then the attitude or the angling of that board would change every governor. Same thing here. If you let the PSC be dictated by the governor's office, then the fancies and the what they paid attention to or didn't pay attention to would change by who the governor is. Michael says, remember Meemaw and her mouthpiece, Todd Ivey. Y'all are on Todd Stacy's case. He's a good dude. He just has different opinions of me on stuff. Meemaw and her mouthpiece, Todd Ivey, have been telling us for nearly a decade that they know better and we should all just sit down and do as we're told. Yeah, I'm not good at that. I don't fire off Michael on everything, but there's certain times that I think this is a battle worth fighting. This is one where I will put up a fuss. Thank you, Fire Dog, coming back around and said, in 2007, I was still in the Air Force intelligence, so I could neither confirm nor deny any information connections to Epstein. All I know is y'all were both playing World of Warcraft. Butterknife, let's get rid of straight ticket voting. Try not to vote for someone because they're a Republican. Try not to vote for someone because they're a Democrat. So, but two things need to happen, and it can meet in the middle. We can be more educated when it comes to a PSC race, right? Educate ourselves on the candidate the way you would for something else. Ask them how they're going to change things, what they're going to do better. At the same time, the candidates for it don't need to just stay inside the echo chamber of Montgomery. They need to get out and they have been on this show in the past, but more of them, invite all of them onto this show to talk, and then get in front of groups and say, what are your issues? Let me get some ideas how we can fix it. Y'all think that's a good idea? Then vote for me. All right. By the way, too, speaking of this, a named texter said, rate increases in Stockton came the same week as the solar farm is announced. Meeting tonight, by the way. And then says, nothing changes no matter how we vote. Disagree. I think I disagree with you. Disagreeing with me. Disagree. Okay, we'll get back to the disagreement when we come back. 251-343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:51 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Hey, I'm Sean. By the way, too, it looks like a prediction that I was on the morning show last week, filling in for Dalton, and when I was talking to Dan about it, and we were talking about Lindsey Vonn. Remember that she was gonna race, even though she had a torn ACL. And thank you to the folks in that world that told me about how if you have super strong muscles, you could hold it up without the ACL. And it really didn't have anything to do with the ACL, I don't think. That's what they're saying. In the wreck, but it had to contribute at some point. And so her leg, I don't know if this is the real story, but her leg came completely loose and broke and then knocked 50 people over that were what? That's not... Why are y'all looking? It's not right. Oh, I had something that Lindsey Vonn's leg came off as she's going down the hill, which, by the way, downhill skiing, I think, is one of the coolest sports to watch. I love it. Her leg came off and killed 50 people. That's not right. Okay, well, okay, she broke it. I think we can confirm she broke it. And then they took it and mended it, and I don't know what's next. But you're looking at me like it did not. Okay, so I guess it did not come loose and take out 50 people. All right, just trying to make sure we have the correct story here. All right, let me read through a couple things here about this story, and that we posted some up. You can see them. Good story over at 1819news.com on this, but plenty of places running about this PSC bill. Story over Lanyap on it. And like I said, tomorrow Chip Brown's going to be on, Representative Chip Brown, at 12:30. Right now, Alabama's PSC, the three-member body that regulates our utilities, water, gas, electric, is elected by we the people, right? So we vote for our PSC. That's why they've come in on the show before, because they're running for office. Okay, so that's how it works. Those people we put up there at the Public Service Commission to say our voice to the utility, because the free market's not operating the rates, would then change from this, if this bill went through, to be appointed by the governor. The governor and the, says the governor would appoint the PSC president, and then the president pro tem of the Senate would appoint one, and the speaker of the Alabama House would appoint one. So you got three people appointing. So it's not one, it's three, versus all the voters in Alabama. Then it said the appointments would require confirmation by the Alabama Senate. Well, have we looked at what happens in the past here when the governor's office wants something and what the legislature does? Also, it says the PSC president appointment would begin after the current president's term ends in November of 2028. Two associate commissioners' appointments would likely happen in November of 2030. That's what Todd was talking about. It's not going to happen right now, but it's going to happen if it passes. The bill also proposed, and here's the thing that you'll flood the zone, because there's things in here, like Todd and I talked about, that are good. And so they're going to argue, when they argue to me over the next couple months on this, next month, next 4 weeks of the arguments I'll be in about this, they're going to bring up these other things, and they're good. I get that. How about you just do it this way? It says, in addition to letting the governor appoint the president of the PSC and the Senate and the House get to each, speaker of the House gets to appoint one, and president pro tem of the Senate gets to appoint one. But on top of that, it would require annual public meetings where utilities and the PSC review rates, infrastructure costs, and other issues. I like that. I'd like it to be televised, too. or just put it on YouTube channel. Let's have it at a time that, instead of just saying, oh, it's 10 o'clock on a Tuesday morning and nobody can go up there, it needs to be, we need to have interaction on that. Also, it would tighten conflict of interest rules, including barring commissioners or staff from financial or professional ties to utilities or entities regulated by the PSC. Okay, that's good too. It would prohibit utilities from passing lobbying costs through to the customers. I think that's good too. And it would set professional qualifications for commissioners. I don't know about this. They would have to have expertise in law, economics, engineering, or finance. I don't think so. I don't like that one. But the other three right there I like. But the problem is you're flooding the zone, because the big one here is, are we going to hand over what is now an elected position to the governor's office? All right. Unnamed texter. Come on. Y'all give yourself a nickname on here. Maybe you did in the past, but give me another nickname. This unnamed texter said, buy a candidate, buy an appointment, blah, 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 blah. One big club, and we ain't in it. Butter nice. Sean, when people vote for the party, they stop voting for the person. This is completely dumbed down our voters in Alabama, and only do pointless politicians want to continue. You sit and complain about it, and I get it, because I'm not coming after you for it. You know how you solve that? You do a better job. You do a better job of informing yourself and making sure the people around you are informed. I mean, can you imagine if this was, we had people vying and saying, okay, listen, I want to be your representative on the Public Service Commission because the rates are too damn high. Okay, woo, all right, that sounds good. Then we'll all say, okay, how are you going to get the rates down? Because that's the other thing that happens too much in politics. They'll say, this thing is bad. And you're like, yes, it is bad. Give me a plan. How are you going to fix it? And then they can come up with different plans and say, well, I've studied this, and if we do what George is doing, we can do X, Y, and Z, and this can happen. And we, okay, now we got a plan. Now that's something, you know, I can get behind. Let's get, average Alabama candidate to run on those issues, and then you vote for them. But if this gets sent, and like that, one of those lines, like I said, there's a lot in that, like the requiring annual public meetings I liked, tightening conflict of interest rules I like, prohibiting utilities from passing lobbying costs through to customers I like. But the last one in that list, other than the appointments, setting professional qualifications for commissioners. Now, part of me can say, I like that. I want to make sure we got smart people who know stuff up there, but that also could be used to deny people a voice in the, and that's bad. Tomorrow, 12:30, Chip Brown talks about it with us right here on Midday Mobile. We'll be right back.